KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news for a Thursday. It's the 18th day of January for 2018. In the news for today, financial matters were the main feature of Wednesday night's meeting of the Amador School Board. The board voted to approve the annual audit of the district's finances, as well as budget changes for the district's first interim budget report. The interim budget adjusted spending up and down in a number of categories, but overall, the district shaved some $600,000, mostly from district services, to increase the district's reserves. The board also approved a contract for former district transportation director Doug Green to return to the district to train both new bus drivers and update the training of current drivers. The board also approved an agreement wherein experts from the Sacramento County Office of Education will provide community workshops to help the public understand the California Common Core math standards, with a focus on helping parents understand the new lesson style so they can help their kids. The workshop, called Amador Community University, will have 5 sessions and will start at the end of January and run through February.
Well, the Amador School Board, lifted by positive results from a countywide poll, now looking to put a school construction bond on the November 2018 ballot. In a workshop held Wednesday, the board received the poll results as well as reports from various school site committees, which have been meeting to evaluate the facility needs at the school district's various campuses. Now, the polling results are encouraging, with 60% of likely voters in the June primary supporting a school bond when asked, and 64% of likely voters in the 18 general election. Now, under current state law, school bonds require the support of 55% of voters to be approved. The poll also tested various pro and anti-school board, school bond messages, and looked at support in various locations around the county and in different demographic groups. The school site committees identified $160 million in projects, with $100 million for projects considered top priority. The school bond, as drafted, would raise $78 million and raise property taxes at an annual rate of 5.9 cents per $100,000 of assessed property value. The board directed staff and the consulting team to continue to prepare the process for calling for a bond election for the November election.
And the Sutter Creek City Council has voted Linda Rianda a second one-year term as mayor. Meeting Thursday night, the council voted unanimously to re-elect incumbent mayor Linda Rianda to hold the position for 2018. Rianda is a two-term veteran of the council, and this will be her second year as mayor. Josie Fahlers was elected vice mayor. In other business, the council voted to deny a claim by the principal contractor of the Badger Street Bridge Project. The now-completed bridge project was hit with several delays and incurred fines from state officials for construction activities taking place in the creek itself beyond the time permitted. The contractor was requesting almost $600,000 in additional costs from the city, including delays to the project due to the discovery of nesting birds on the site and fines that the city paid as a result of the waterway violations that were passed on to the contractor. Despite thousands of pages of supporting documents submitted on the matter, the council voted to deny all claims.
Well, the Foothill Conservancy, hosting critically acclaimed actor Lee Stetson, portraying the renowned Yosemite naturalist John Muir, Saturday, February 3rd, 7 p.m. at the Moak Hill Town Hall. Now, Stetson has performed as John Muir for over 30 years at universities, museums, and parks across the nation. He portrayed Muir on Ken Burns' award-winning series, National Parks, America's Best Idea. Now, Stetson also performs every summer at Yosemite National Park, where Muir lived for about 6 years. Founder of the Sierra Club, Muir perhaps best known for his passionate advocacy to save wilderness, particularly the Hetch Hetchy Valley in Yosemite National Park, which was threatened with flooding when the O'Shaughnessy Dam was proposed. What some label the first environmental fight ended unsuccessfully in 1913 when Congress approved the dam project. Tickets to the performance are $20 in advance, $25 the day of the show. Available online at Brown Paper Tickets or from the Foothill Conservancy by contacting Carolyn at 223-3508.
And the annual seasonal closure of dirt roads has gone into effect on the El Dorado National Forest. The seasonal closure is designed to protect roadbeds and watersheds from damage and to protect water quality. A minimum 3-month closure period will run through March 30th and was designed for the core part of the winter in the El Dorado National Forest. To maintain flexibility, though, the timing of the dirt road closures are determined based on current conditions each year, which may cause the closures to go into effect early or to be extended. Regardless of when the closures are in effect, though, visitors should always use good judgment about whether motor vehicle use will cause damage. And remember, you can be held responsible if damage occurs.
And the Calaveras Unified School District recently gave recognition to staff that had given over 20 and 30 years of service to Calaveras County Schools. Staff members with 20 years of service include Kevin Begnad of Goldstrike High, Sandy Hoffman of Moak Hill Elementary, Kathleen Risso of Moak Hill Elementary, Daphne Williams of Calaveras High, and Kathleen Johnson of San Andreas Elementary. Staff members with 30 years of service, Roger Salter of Calaveras High, and Debbie Buckhart of San Andreas Elementary. Some staff members who were unable to attend the meeting to be recognized, Lauren Funk of Toyon Middle School, Rhonda Merrill of Calaveras High, Alicia Stockton of Toyon Middle School, and Christy Atnip and Robin Price with the Transportation Department. In a special ceremony Tuesday, each staff member given a plaque for their years of service to students and the community.
And as the last bit of the Christmas holiday is being packed up and stored away until next year, the Lake Comanche and Upcountry Community Centers want to thank the community for another successful Angel Tree program. This year, over 500 children received gifts through the generous support of local individuals, businesses, and community organizations. Every child's angel wish list was matched up with a sponsor this year. According to Stephanie Ellis, one of the organizers of the event, it's the generosity of our community that makes the Angel Tree program so successful. Since 2007, the Angel Tree program has provided holiday gifts to local children. Angels, printed with a child's holiday wish list, are available November through mid-December on Angel Trees at a variety of businesses throughout Amador County. Ellis also adds that gifts for all ages and monetary donations for the Angel Tree program are accepted year-round. If you or your organization would like to make a donation, please call 257-1980. For more information, please visit the Nexus Youth and Family Services website. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Thursday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm J.D.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.